KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:13, we have mostly sunny skies and 74 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny this morning and again partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 90 and winds southeast at 10 to 15. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, low of 66. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a little warmer, high around 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session beginning at 9 a.m. today at the Courthouse Courtroom in Greenfield. On their agenda is County Attorney Melissa Larson, who will lead more discussion on solar panels. The board last month passed a solar panel, solar farm ordinance that includes a cap of 400 total acres of utility-scale solar energy development in the county. The ordinance covers setbacks from occupied residents and non-participating parcels, along with road right-of-ways and limits on placement near a public airport. In other business, the board this morning will act on approving sheriff training expenses and homestead military disallowances. They will receive an update on COVID-19 and an American Rescue Plan Act award contract. County Engineer Nick Kaufman will present an award resolution to be signed for the G61 County Line grading. That's a joint Cass and Adair County project. And he'll have a report on his departmental activities and maintenance matters. Now, the public will be allowed to attend the meeting, but attendance is limited to 21 people to allow for social distancing. Those who wish to listen and or speak, but who cannot attend in person, may call in just before the meeting starts so the names can be obtained for the public record. Call 605-313-6157 and use access code 526-272-pound or # when you're prompted to do so. The Iowa Transportation Commission on Tuesday approved more than $7 million in funding for 78 new public transit vehicles that will replace vehicles past their useful life. Funds are granted through the Federal Transit Administration's Grants for Bus and Bus Facilities Formula Program, as well as the Federal Highway Administration's Congestion Mitigation and Air Quality Improvement Program. Vehicle replacement projects were approved for 21 different public transit systems, including Council Bluffs, which is receiving $951,374. Creston and Carroll are also receiving funds in the amount of $337,272 and $257,361, respectively, for bus replacements. The complete list of funded vehicles can be found through a link in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A Northwest Iowa man who announced in mid-February his bid for the U.S. Senate was in Cass County Monday afternoon. And Iowa Republican Senator Jim Carlin from Sioux City plans to run for Chuck Grassley's seat. The 87-year-old Grassley is serving his seventh term in office and has not yet announced whether he will seek re-election. Also, a recent poll by the Des Moines Register and Mediacom shows that most Iowans don't want Senator Chuck Grassley to seek another term. Carlin commends some of the work Grassley has done in office, especially on the last Supreme Court nomination that Carlin stood behind, but he still has concerns about the direction the country is going. He said he's concerned about the trajectory of freedom for our children and grandchildren and doesn't believe they will enjoy the same freedoms as he and we currently share. Carlin says also the country is not going in the right direction with regard to our freedoms. He's a trial lawyer and a veteran of the Army, serving from 83 to 85. And he served in a field artillery unit in Fort Lewis, Washington, and later set up a solo law practice in Sioux City in 1992, specializing in medical malpractice and injury litigation. Carlin has served in the Iowa Senate since 2017, and he told us he stands behind former President Trump's assertion that election fraud was the reason for Joe Biden's win in 2020. Cyber attacks are becoming more plentiful, disrupting Iowans' lives, businesses, and educations. And U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley said he's hopeful the federal government can intervene. Given recent attacks by computer hackers that have shut down gasoline pipelines, meatpacking plants, and even community colleges, Grassley says there's an urgent need for action. That may start, he says, with better communication.
There's got to be greater cooperation between government and the private sector. There's a reluctance on the private sector sometimes to talk about being hacked. And the government has some information that they ought to give, and we ought to have a close working relationship. And I think that would take some legislation.
Grassley said he wished he could say something was in the works to address the issue in Congress, but there simply isn't. Authorities indicate the cyber attacks are coming from within Russia. President Biden is scheduled to meet next week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva, Switzerland.
This is supposed to be a point of discussion. And, you know, if we had criminals in the United States attacking Russia, they'd expect us to do something about it and vice versa. So I think it's perfectly legitimate for the president to bring it up, be tough.
The hackers have reportedly asked for and received millions of dollars in bitcoins as ransom, which Grassley says makes the complicated problem even more difficult to rectify.
There's no paper trail on this cryptocurrency stuff. So when a crime's committed, you can't track it like you can if it was just regular currency through the banking system.
The senator suggests it may be time to impose more regulations on cryptocurrency in order to make it easier to track the transfer of electronic funds, especially in criminal cases. The JBS meatpacking plants in Marshalltown and Ottumwa had their production disrupted last week after a company-wide cyber attack, while Des Moines Area Community College had canceled classes for a fourth day in a row on Tuesday due to data insecurity incident. DMACC officials said there's no evidence, though, of student or faculty data had been compromised. That's a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.